There was a great crash from below of splintering wood, and the boat rocked crazily, and another crash, and the boat listed to the left, and then sank a couple of metres into the water.
It's hold the boat! It's hold the boat! Abandon ship!
Yelled one of the crew, belly flopping over the side. Toothless, help me! Shrieked Hiccup, scrabbling frantically at the rope, trying to untie it and only succeeding in making a complete bird's nest of the thing. I didn't mean to sound cross. I was just frightened.
He's no reason to be rude, complained Toothless in a huff, and Mean Master still sounding cross.
I'm not cross, squealed Hiccup. Get biting! Get biting!
Toothless wagged a wing at Hiccup.
First, Mean Master say he very sorry.
I'm very sorry, screamed Hiccup. Very, very, very sorry. I couldn't be sorrier.
Say I am a big wingless idiot and to Toothless, the handsomest, cleverest, kindest dragon in the whole world,
said Toothless, giggling naughtily.
I am a big wingless idiot and Toothless is the handsomest, cleverest, kindest dragon in the whole world, gabbled Hiccup.
Norbert was lying in the centre of the deck in a crumpled heap, and for a moment Hiccup hoped, as he frantically worked at the knot, that he was actually, finally, completely dead. But Norbert seemed to be indestructible. He quivered a little and then rose like a nightmare from the deck, as he did in so many of Hiccup's dreams, a limping sack of bones and muscles with murder in his eyes. His clothes were in dripping tatters around him. His face was contorted in fury. Hiccup could tell from the crazy light in Norbert's eye that he had lost the plot. He no longer cared about escaping the frightful peril of the creature determined to destroy the boat, or about reaching the American shore so temptingly close and yet still so far away. All he wanted now was the head of Hiccup.
You, spat Norbert as he staggered forward, panting hard. You, Hiccup, horrendous, Haddock the Third, are my nemesis, my curse. If you were not in this world, I would be a rich man, counting my American gold. An emperor, perhaps, of the New World. But you and your wretched little flying lizard have foiled my dreams once more. I mean, can a man dream for Thor's sake? All of my dreams you have turned to ashes time and time again.
Tears of self-pity rolled down Norbert's furious face as he waded through the knee-deep water. He staggered forward, his sword raised above his head.
And when we get home, I am going to let Toothless have his very own pet, a dear little rat, finished Toothless.
And when we get home, I'm going to let Toothless have his very own pet, a dear little rat. Help me, Toothless, or I am going to die, screeched Hiccup.
At the very last minute, Toothless finally unwound the ticking thing from the mast. Hiccup looked desperately around him as the lightning shook the sky. There was no escape now. Nowhere to go but up. In an instant, a plan popped into Hiccup's mind. The archipelago was a dangerous place to live, and Hiccup had spent many years coming up with one desperate plan after another. But this was a plan too crazy even to be given the name desperate, so let us call it the suicidal plan. Sheathing his sword, the Endeavour, Hiccup began to climb the mast of the American Dream 2.